The commission investigating the 9/11 terrorist attacks has wrapped up several weeks of high-profile hearings. The panel has scheduled more public hearings in May and June. And they'll also conduct more private interviews, including a joint session with President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Their final report, due out in late July, is expected to include recommendations on how to avoid future attacks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the commissioners are trying to make sure their proposals will be taken seriously.
The commission's chairman, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, says there's a reason people have been seeing so much of the members of the bipartisan commission in recent days. It's part of his plan to help ensure that when the panel's report comes out, it doesn't suffer the fate of so many others.
One of the reasons that our commissioners have been encouraged, actually, to go on shows and to talk about our work is so that we can bring the public along. Previous commissions have done their work often in quiet and secret or what have you, and then they've issued a report. The report's often been in the newspapers for about a week, then it's disappeared, then it ends up on a shelf, and if you want to find it, you go to a library somewhere. We're working too hard to have that happen, and we think our work is too important to have that happen.
It's a risky strategy, though. The panel's been criticized by some for politicizing the proceedings, especially after former counterterrorism aide Richard Clark's scathing assessment of the Bush administration. But commissioners insist they're not pointing fingers, but trying to figure out what needs to be done. It's clear that change in the nation's intelligence structure is high on their list, and that would take a great deal of support. Tim Romer, a former Democratic congressman from Indiana, says he's encouraged by President Bush's comments earlier this week. The president said he wants to work with the commission and looks forward to its recommendations.
Many times we have not succeeded in the past to get change in the bureaucracies because the president in different administrations has not weighed in. That may change. I hope it will.
On the table are a number of proposals, including one to create a new domestic intelligence agency and another to strengthen the nation's director of central intelligence. The panel heard plenty of testimony this week from current and former officials who say any massive reorganization could cause more problems than it solves. But commissioners say something must be done to ensure that intelligence gets where it's supposed to go. Romer says that less sweeping proposals are under review as well.
Some of it will entail looking within the organizations and having the people better trained, better prepared, better equipped to do their job. For instance, we need more translators and Arabic and Farsi and Urdu speakers. We need to make sure that we come up with the right kinds of analysts.
An interim commission report has found that despite many post-9/11 improvements, problems persist at the FBI. The report said agency analysts are confused about their jobs, and some complain they can't do much analysis because they're too busy doing menial work, answering the phones or emptying the office trash. Witnesses also talked about the difficulties of hiring and training the right people for intelligence work. One of the more impassioned pleas came from Kofor Black, former director of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center, which was created in 1986 upon the recommendations of an earlier commission looking into some of the same problems.
The big bottom line here, you know, people come up with these grand ideas for improvement, you know, big computers or whatever. The bottom line here, I got to tell you, we didn't have enough people to do the job. And we didn't have enough money by magnitudes.
Lots of money has been poured into counterterrorism since 9/11, but members of Congress are still debating whether it's enough. Other problems raised in this week's testimony might be more difficult to correct. The commission heard of frequent miscommunication and simple human error. Former acting FBI Director Thomas Picard said he called top field agents in the summer of 2001 to warn of a heightened terrorist alert, but the agents don't remember getting the message. CIA Director George Tenet sent out a directive in 1998 declaring a war on terrorism, but most of those who got the directive assumed it was a wake-up call for someone else. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.